Hey everybody, welcome to the Toncast. I am your very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. This is one of the hostless episodes. I'm deeply sorry, but my schedule does not allow for scheduling other people into my schedule to get together to do this. Scheduling is hard, you guys, and I have a lot of things that I schedule. I do a lot of scheduling. A lot of you are probably aware of the comedy group that I'm a part of and sort of the leader of, called The Film Pigs, and we do podcasts, and we have a web series at geeknation.com, which is currently on hiatus, so I haven't had to schedule those, but that is very time-consuming, scheduling all those things. And then I have another podcast called Jason and Todd Talk Through Lousy Films. I got to schedule that, and I got to schedule all these other things that I do, and this is a lot of scheduling. And as it turns out, I'm all scheduled up, so I'm just squeezing this little podcast in between scheduled other things, because this is like essentially unscheduled, and I don't have any sort of plan really. But I felt compelled to sit down and talk into a microphone for all of the throngs of humans who just sit quietly and wait for new Toncasts to drop. I know there's so many of you, and it's incredibly important that you hear what I'm doing, because what I am doing with my life is immensely interesting and important and wonderful, and it enhances your life and it enhances the lives of millions. And it's important that I do this, that I talk. You know, even though I don't have a host, it's just a very special guest talking into a microphone. And that brings me to the first order of business. For these episodes in which I don't have a host, I'm looking for subjects, things you would like me to talk about. So if you shoot me an email at info@toddrobertanderson.com, or you can comment on the Podbean page, or on iTunes, you could go into the reviews and leave a lovely, glowing review of this podcast and how amazing I am and how important this podcast is to your life. In the review section, and of course, give it 5 stars. And somewhere in the review, you could say, but you know what? I'd really like to hear very special guest Todd Robert Anderson talk about one of these days. I'd like to hear him talk about, fill in what you'd like him to talk about right there. So, you know, do that. Get in touch. Let me know. I will do a full half hour or more about whatever subject you would like me to do. I am a very, very submissive, very special guest, somewhat slutty, willing to talk about whatever you want me to talk about. So let me know. Reach out. Do not delay. And post those reviews. Do me a favor. Post some reviews of the Toncast. There aren't any, really. I don't think there are any. Oh, God. It's so depressing. But I know that's because a lot of you are intimidated and you think, you know, what if I say something stupid in the review and Todd doesn't like me? I'll forgive you. Trust me, I'll forgive you. I might be angry, you know, at first, but I'll let it go and ultimately forgive you and then do a podcast about whatever you want me to talk about. So let me know. All right, now that we have that business out of the way, second order of business, I'm going to tell you about, you know, basically what's been going on with me in my life, because I know you use the details of my life to fill up the voids in yours, because it's really important that you know what's going on, and it's so exciting to know what's going on with me, very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. So I'll tell you this week what's been up. This past weekend was my 13th wedding anniversary. I've been with my wife, Hillary, beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful woman, who I don't think I could live without. She's sexy and smart and funny, and she's just marvelous. I'm very lucky to have her. And this weekend was to be a grand celebration of that. We booked a room at a resort in Palm Desert. We were to go out and spend two nights and a day there, just chilling, having cocktails, sitting in hot tubs, and fucking, as married people who still love each other often do. We were going to do that. And we had found two sleepovers for our son, who's eight, one at a neighbor's place. And then the second night, he was to spend the night at his grandmother's place. We drove out to Palm Desert on Friday. And if you don't know, out-of-town traffic, going out of town on Fridays from L.A., awful. Awful. Doesn't matter where you're going. You could be going to wine country. You could be going to Vegas. You could be going out to Palm Desert to hang out in a resort and sit in a hot tub and then go to the room and do some fucking. That could be your big plan. You could be going to San Diego. You could go anywhere you go out of LA by car. It takes twice as long as it would if there was no traffic. So our drive out of town was 3.5 hours long. And we found a good route that, according to all my apps on my phone, would have been a 2.5 hour drive. But we were stuck for nearly an hour, not too far out of town on the 210 freeway, because somebody crashed and the whole freeway came to a horrendous stop. But we were still in a good mood, didn't get impatient, chilled out, listened to some 80s music and talking and laughing. And we were excited because we were going out of town. And we don't get to do that very often. And we spent a lot of money. And you know, we had saved up a lot of money for this weekend. And we were all in, and it was very exciting. And after the 3.5 hour drive, we got there. We got settled in, unpacked our bags. We brought a couple bottles of wine and a bottle of vodka and a bottle of scotch. I don't know, because there was no way we were going to drink all that, obviously. But, you know, we wanted to have a variety of tasty treats. And, you know, the resorts out in Palm Desert, while they're nice facilities, their bars tend to be lacking in, you know, the good stuff. So, you know, we got the good stuff. We treated ourselves for our anniversary. So we got all settled in, and, you know, we had gotten there late. So we stayed up a little late that night. But we figured, hey, we could sleep in tomorrow and it's all good. But then at 7 a.m., and, you know, we got out there ultimately, you know, at about 9:30, you know. So that night, because of the traffic, you know, because we left at after work, we didn't, you know, take the day off of work. So, the first night was a short night, but we were cool with it because we were like, hey, we'll sleep in. We'll stay up a little late tonight. We'll sleep in tomorrow. And then have a lovely, day and night. And the phone rang at 7 a.m. And as soon as it rang, we both knew it was over. It was just one of those bad feelings, you know, Han Solo and Star Wars. I got a bad feeling about this. And as it turns out, our son was having trouble. He got a rash on his skin that turned out to be a viral rash and needed treatment. And he was crying and upset. And he was, you know, at a friend's house and not with us. And we talked, tried to work it out. But as it turned out, you know, he needed medicine for his rash. And it was in various areas that it just wasn't fair to make somebody else take care of him. And he was upset. And you can't, you know. It was one of those things where, you know, we went through like basically all the stages of loss, you know, denial, anger, sadness. And finally, you know, we surrendered to the fact that we were going to have to eat most of the money we spent on our weekend away. And moments later, we were packing up, getting back in the car and driving back to Los Angeles to get our son and to take care of him. And, you know, that's straight up marriage. But there was a moment, you know, before we left where my wife was so sweet. She was like, it seems like such a waste. Maybe you should stay here and come back tomorrow and I'll go take care of Colby, which wouldn't have worked at all because we only had one car. I mean, she wasn't thinking clearly, but she just felt awful. And I was like, sweetheart, I can't do that. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about the fact that how the hell would I get back if she drove back? She would have had to drive out again and pick me up. I was like, sweetheart, I can't stay here by myself while you're back taking care. We're going back. We're getting Colby. We're taking care of him. We'll go home, we'll put on movies, we'll drink this bottle of scotch while attending to our son. We didn't obviously drink the bottle of scotch, but, you know, that's what I said. And so we did. We drove back, and it was just one of those things. It was one of those things. It was a drag. It was a bummer. It was heartbreaking, but we love our kid. We can't leave him alone. We can't let him suffer by himself. I imagine some people would have been able to do that. Not us. Family emergencies, family emergency. Everything took a back burner. We ate our money and that was that. That was our anniversary weekend. And it was a bummer, but you know, in the end, I was sad. I was sad. Especially, you know, when, cause it was a 3-day weekend when Tuesday rolled around and we all went back to work. That day I felt really sad because I was just like, I didn't get my weekend away with my wife. We didn't know. And it was just a bummer to go back to work without having, it would have been a bummer to go back to work, but it's a different bummer to go back to work when you have like an awesome weekend and you're like, you get the Sunday night blues. You're like, that was so good. I wish it could go on forever, but this wasn't it. That just didn't happen. So it made going back to work even more depressing because, you know, we spent the weekend, that we were supposed to spend having a grand old time, taking care of sad and sick boy. But that is parenthood, you guys. That's how it goes. That is how it goes. I'm not a superstitious person, but maybe we were foolish to try and celebrate our 13th wedding anniversary in 2013. There's just too many unlucky number 13s in the numerology there. I don't know. But it was a drag. But at the same time, we love each other, and it was still wonderful to celebrate at least quietly with, you know, hugs and kisses after the poor sick boy was in bed for sleeps. you know, we still celebrated because we still love each other and we love being together and we love this family we've created. I don't mean to get sentimental, but, you know, the silver lining, we were just going to have a party, a two-person party, for ourselves and our marriage, and we didn't get to have the party, but you know what? It was still our anniversary, and it still was worth at least celebrating in a spiritual fashion, if not in an extravagant, hedonistic fashion. So that's how that worked out. You know, bummer. Now, looking forward, this weekend, I am going to be working on a short film with some USC students. It's a student film. Why, pray tell, would you, the great actor Todd Robert Anderson, who gets paid to act, be doing a student film with USC students for no money? And the answer is quite simple. They wrote a really cool short film, and the part that I'm playing is not something that I normally get cast doing because, you know, I have a certain look. This short film is very actiony, and it's got gunplay and fighting and all this awesome stuff that I normally don't get to do. So when they asked me, they're actually fans of the Film Pigs. And when they called, I said, you know, I'll help anyone who's doing a short film if I have the time. You know, it generally requires me sacrificing a weekend away from my fam. In this case, it's just a night. It's a night shoot on Friday. So, I mean, obviously I'm sacrificing much of Saturday because I'll be asleep after being up all night, but it's a worthy sacrifice because it also, you know, it's a highly emotional, highly volatile situation, and I don't, you know, usually get to play those incredibly dramatic things. I lean more towards the quirky stuff and the comedy stuff and all that because of my look and sensibility or whatever. But I love relish the opportunity to play things that I don't normally get to play, because as an actor, you know, you get into it, and you get into it so you can do that, so you can live other lives, but then leave them behind at the end of the working day and go back to being a regular person. So I get to be, you know, it's highly emotional and volatile and violent. And I'm just excited for the chance to play it. And hopefully these guys, they're good guys, will put together a nice little short film that, you know, maybe I can show it around to other people and say, hey, look what I can do. Look what I did. It's fun. They wanted to meet with me. So I met with them last week. And they are very young. There's nothing that makes me feel older than sitting down in a cafe to talk about a short film with a couple of USC students, as I've learned. They're kids. And I don't mean that disrespectfully. They're smart, great guys, and they've got their shit together. But they just, it was everything I could do to keep from calling them kids. All right, kids. What do you want to do with this old fella? But it's an exciting artistic opportunity. I'm looking forward to it. Actually, it's the second night shoot I've had in a week's time, because last week, right before I went out of town Thursday night, I was on a night shoot playing a small part in my friend Steve Falk's pilot, which is called You're the Worst. Just being produced for the FX channel, and that was a good experience. It's just always, It's exciting to see a friend running. I mean, he's the showrunner on a show, and you know, we came up together and went to college together, and we've consistently worked together, you know, on our own little projects, including the Film Pig. So it was exciting. It's always exciting to be in a professional environment where you're getting paid and you're working with you know, your best friend. It's cool. It's very cool. From what I saw, it seems like a very funny show, and a perfect fit for the FX channel. So, hopefully it'll get picked up, and hopefully, my work was good enough. It was stressful. I get stressed out, working with friends because I don't want to fail them. So it's actually more, I feel more pressure working with friends. While it's great, I feel more, pressure, and then it's, you know, pressure I put on myself, not pressure that my friends put on me, but I always want to be at the top of my game for my friends because of all the people I don't want to let down. It's them. I mean, I never phone it in, obviously, but I don't know. It's just an added level of pressure when it's a friend. It's funny. You'd think it'd be the other way around. Oh, it's a friend, you know, it's cool, it's all good. But, you know, there's a lot riding on a pilot, and you want him to get picked up, and you want him to go do a show, and you want him to have a hit, and you don't – I mean, there's it was a small part. So, you know, even if I wasn't okay, I suppose it wouldn't kill the show or anything. But, you know, I just wanted to do a good job. Anyway, they told me I did. It was fun. It was funny. I think it'll be a good show, but that was my last night shoot. So now I got another one coming up. So that's what's been going on lately. And now, for the third and final part of this particular episode of the Toncast, I'm going to talk about some things that happened in the past. Not long past, just like month past. And that would be my son's birthday. And we gave him the choice of having a birthday party or going to Disneyland. And he chose Disneyland. And that's cool. I mean, my logic is I don't like having a bunch of kids in my house. They scream and they carry on. They run around and I feel responsible for all of them. And it gives me stress. High level of stress. So going a destination birthday party, if you will, at Disneyland seems just easier. But as it turns out, I was wrong. It was not easy. It was difficult. We went on a Friday, took the day off of school. My wife took the day off from teaching. My son took the day off of going to school. And he's doing very well, so we figured we could get away with him missing a day. And, of course, the next week he wound up having the stomach flu, so I wound up missing almost a week's worth of school. He was not happy about the load of homework he had to do as a makeup there. But, you know, hindsight, 2020, what are you going to do? But this day at Disneyland, you know, there's a lot I like about Disneyland. I mean, certainly the theme rides, you know, particularly the classics, are still things that I really enjoy. And it's fun sitting next to your kid on rides like Haunted Mansion and Pirates of the Caribbean because they have that sense of wonder. And you feel that sense of wonder that you felt as a kid in these crazy places. But Disneyland is really fucking crowded. There were fucking people everywhere, and it was kind of a mob scene and just kind of awful. With my friend Steve Skelton, who's hosted this podcast a couple times, he came with us because my son said, hey, I really would like Steve Skelton to go to Disneyland with us, because we said, hey, do you want to bring a friend? He's like, can we bring Skelton? And we said, no, somebody your age. But I told Skelton that he wanted him there, and Skelton said, I'll go. And he doesn't much care for Disneyland, but, you know, it was fun to have him there because he's funny and makes jokes. And so it was me and my wife and Skelton and our son Colby, And then he brought his best buddy, Dave. Now, we'd actually been to Disneyland with Dave before. He had his birthday at Disneyland last year, and he has two moms, and we went with him and his two moms. It was to the two families, and that was fun. But this time the moms didn't come, so it was just us and the kids, and things were different. Dave, I don't know if I mentioned, this is his name, Dave, decided at a certain point that he didn't want to go on any of the rides because they were freaking him out, which became a problem. I mean, what are you going to do? It's an 8-year-old kid, you know. I mean, part of me wanted to, you know, take him on It's a Small World and push him off the boat because it was a pain in the ass. But, you know, he's 8. What are you going to do? And I have no idea if he was genuinely terrified of the rides or if he was sort of jealous of the attention the birthday boy was getting because he was just sort of a guest along for the ride and Colby was sort of getting to make all the decisions and stuff because it was, you know, what ride do you want to go on, Colby? And maybe he was lashing out because he felt like he needed more attention. Anyway, so a lot of the times my wife and I had to take turns going on the rides, with, Colby, cause his buddy didn't want to go on the rides. And that screwed up the damn day, because the whole point of going to Disneyland is to go on the rides and watch your kid, you know, go nuts and have a great time and look at all the wonder of Disneyland. But we like had to take turns doing it, and it didn't feel fair to, you know, make Skelton watch the kid. But yeah, I mean, and it was weird because he didn't want to go on the shit like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, which is just like a kiddie ride. But then he was willing to go on Splash Mountain, which has like a 50-foot drop in a boat, in a log boat. I like that ride, but I don't know. It's weird. The kid doesn't like animatronics. They freak him out. I guess I can understand that, but geez, man, why go to Disneyland if the rides freak you out? That doesn't make any sense. So anyway, that day was a pain in the, you know, I think maybe the point of this podcast at this point is that all the trips I've planned, in 2013 have kind of been sucky in one level or another. Even when we went back east to visit my family, which was nice. It's nice to see my family, but it was so, and we went at a point in the summer that it's normally not ludicrously hot and humid in New England, but for some reason it was hot and goddamn humid. It was unbearably humid and awful. And it was too humid and hot to do anything. So we just sat around and drank iced tea and stared at each other. You know, it was one of those. And then my grandmother passed away like a couple weeks after we returned. So I had to go back and the weather was great, but everybody was sad for obvious reasons. So it was, it was nice weather. So I don't know, maybe, you know, I think for the rest of this year, I'm not planning anything. I'm not going to plan shit. It's just, it's too hard. It's too hard when you plan shit and you spend a lot of money and the shit goes south. And so much of the shit has gone south. I mean, yeah, there's good moments. I was listening to some of my old podcast where it's just me talking. I was talking about I'm finding a way to be happy. I swear to God, I made that mission statement, and then every trip that I've planned has gone to shit. How am I supposed to feel about that? I mean, there's no one to blame. It's just bad luck, you know. But all the bad luck compounding on bad luck, and I'm starting to lose my shit. Somebody got it. I should play the lottery, because my luck has got to turn around. It's got to shift, right? My goodness gracious. Come on, Lady Luck. Stop being such a bitch. Help me out. Help a guy out. Give a guy a break. Toncast. God damn it.